Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I would like to welcome all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Stay with me for this 1 hour as I preach about the true ministry of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's right. I said the true ministry of Jesus Christ. The title of my message today is just that, the true ministry of Jesus Christ. There's so much going on in the world today. Murders, abortions, sex, sexual perversions, man-made viruses and bacteria that are killing people. The rich is getting richer off of the lives of many innocent people. Science and medicine experimenting with the lives, with our lives, for money, control, and power. We have deceitful people in governments all over the world, even liars and con artists in high places. Even the media prophesying lies on almost every channel, on the radio, on the television, on the internet, social media, and in the newspapers, almost everywhere. But then you ask, where's the church? Is the church powerless right now? Why aren't we speaking up concerning these evils, you know, that's going on right now? Why aren't we calling on the name of the Lord so that he can intervene and save his people and save the world? Christians are not powerless in this hour, not by a long shot. We are not powerless. Many Christians are too full of fear to fight in the spirit. That's the problem. Satan has many Christians deceived, thinking that there's nothing we can do concerning the sins of the world. Satan keeps us sidetracked so that we will never know the power we really have in Jesus' holy and mighty name. But don't worry. God has heard the cry of the righteous, those who are calling on the name of the Lord. He's heard your cries in this hour. They are saying, help us, Lord. And that's exactly what he's going to do. Keep in mind that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to the Lord. So while the world is trying to raise up a one world order, one world government, one world religion, and one world economy, God is raising up his perfect ministry, his perfect church that will restore God's order on the earth and in this world and in the heavens. Stay tuned, and I will tell you more about this powerful ministry that God is releasing in this hour. It's the true ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why I'm asking all of you to hold on. Hold on, true believing Christians. Don't stop believing. God is going to do a mighty work. So hold on. This can dwell.
Can stand. Not the first I know. Build your heart.
Hold on. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors, and all true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, once again, I ask that you bless the people that have tuned in to this broadcast. Bless them, Lord, in their minds, in their spirits, in their very souls. Help them to receive the spirit of revelation, which is the Holy Spirit, to lead them and guide them into all truth. Help them to receive your word, Lord, and let your word live in them, that they may be able to use what you have given them at your appointed times. Bless the people this day, and bless me, Lord, as I present this message, and let it come forth by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. The message today, as I said, the ministry of Jesus Christ, the true ministry of Jesus Christ. Ministries have been around for thousands of years in some way or another. It's a ministry in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, starting from the days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, even to this very day. But they were all simply types and shadows of the one true ministry of Jesus Christ. And all of these other ministries, all of these ministries, past and present, have many flaws. It makes me think of my pastor, the late Ray Cirillo, when he had a vision. And in his vision, he found himself in a field full of pearls, beautiful pearls, but each pearl had a flaw. There was something wrong with each one of the pearls as he examined them carefully. He was beginning to get very frustrated because he couldn't find not one perfect pearl. Not one pearl with no flaws. Until he just happened to see something shining under some debris. And there it was, the perfect pearl. He brushed back all of the debris and picked it up. He picked it up. It was beautiful. Not one single flaw. And it was much, much bigger than all the other pearls, you know, the pearls with flaws that was in the field. This pearl was perfect. The Lord himself identified this pearl when he said to Ray in an audible voice after he came out of the vision. The Lord spoke to him and said, "This pearl is great and valuable enough to buy the city of Los Angeles." The Lord called it the pearl of great price, because if you can buy the city of Los Angeles, believe me, you can buy the world. And Ray was holding it in his hands. He was holding this beautiful pearl in his hands in the vision. So what was the interpretation of this vision? Well, here it is. The pearls represented messages. The field is the world. There are many messages today coming from churches, many in the past, present, and today. People are talking messages everywhere, coming from the church, from political organizations, philosophers and opinions of others. Motivational speakers also have their message, and messages from religions of all kind all over the world. They all have messages, but all of their messages are flawed in some way. None of these messages of the world are perfect. Pearl of great price is the perfect message. It's the perfect message. It is the message that has no flaws, because the message contained in the pearl of great price is the true, pure word of God with no mixtures. No mixtures, just a pure word of God, God's pure uncut word, the pure word that brings forth God's last day, seven golden candlestick lampstand church, the true church that is the true and pure ministry of Jesus Christ. You see, when you find the church that's preaching the uncut, pure, uncut word of God, then you have found God's true church. You have found the true ministry of Jesus Christ. Ray saw himself as the man spoken of in the scripture because of his vision. Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man seeking, a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And many of us are also merchant men and women seeking goodly pearls, or seeking the right message, the real true message in this hour. And some of us have found it, the pure message, the pearl of great price. And those of you who found it, you recognize it as the message of life and immortality, the real pure word of God. That's why you are sold out to it, just like the merchant man in the scripture. Why did the Lord liken the kingdom of God as being a pearl? Well, because a pearl is created by suffering. When just a small grain of sand gets into the shell of an oyster, it causes an irritation. So the oyster builds a covering around the irritated area. The worse the irritation gets, the greater the oyster suffers, which means the greater the pearl. So after the oyster builds a covering around the irritated area, it hardens, and then a pearl is created. Then the oyster dies or is killed for the value of the pearl. The pearl of great price is the atoning work of Jesus Christ, his suffering on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus is our divine oyster, and the sand is our fallen nature. We cause him so much irritation and suffering because of our sins that Jesus had to die in order to reconcile us back to the Father. And what he left for us is his perfect message, the pure word of God. The pure word of God has always been on the earth, but it was never always preached. And it was seen in the vision. This pure word of God was seen in the vision as a beautiful pearl, the pearl of great price. The pure word of God is to be preached in all the world by those in the true ministry of Jesus Christ in this hour. Then shall the end come, when the true, pure ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is preached, and it's preached with power. That's when the end shall come. Blessed are they that have found this perfect pearl, this perfect message, and have picked it up, because now you carry in your hearts the pure message of life and immortality. And even now, if you are still searching, some of you out there are still searching for the truth, understand that the more you seek and desire the true, perfect message in this hour, and the more you seriously examine the messages and ministries of this world, you will then start to realize just how much the one true ministry of Jesus Christ is needed. The world needs people who will preach and teach the pure word of God with power. No more fakes, no more types and shadows, no more ministries that only have a portion of the glory and power of our Lord, although they may be good. And that portion was good, but still, we need more, much more of Jesus today. We need the full power, that full sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit fire and power of God's kingdom to be seen in fullness for the first time in the world and on this earth. And believe it or not, the world is ready to see the real. The world is ready for it. The people, They want to see the real. They want to see the real ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth. They want to see the real sons of God, not people that talk the talk but don't walk the walk. The world want to see the real sons of God. Romans 8, verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. People want the real to be brought to light in this hour. They are tired, very tired of the fake religions and all of the talking, all of the messages, the lies of the world. Many of the ministries in the past, many of them in the past, and some of them today, have the name of the evangelist or the prophet or the pastor in the forefront. The ministry have the evangelist, prophet, or pastor's name as a brand to draw the people. And for the most part, it worked. It worked. And some, you know, it worked as far as drawing the people. And some of those ministries were financially successful in the past and even today. And many people thought they had found the one from these ministers who had the perfect message. And as good as these anointed ministers, at least some of them, as good as they were in the past, and some of them today, still they did not and do not have the full, pure, and true message of life and immortality. They didn't and do not have the fullness of the power of the age to come. They only had a portion of it. You know how sometimes you go to the church services and a lot of people get healed, or some people get healed, but then a lot of them don't, because they only had a portion. It's still more to be revealed. It's more that God wants to give us. We have to now start operating more than just a portion, just the earnest of our inheritance. We need more. It's more to be revealed, as it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Why we only have a portion, because we know in part, and we prophesy in part. That goes for all ministries today. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. It'll be done away because perfection has come. It'll be done away. Many people were saved and delivered in the ministries of the past. And many people have been saved and delivered today in some of these ministries. But what happened in the past is when Satan entered. You see, Satan entered into some of these successful ministries and things began to change. Money and popularity got in the way of miracles, healings, and deliverance, true deliverance. Money got in the way, popularity. That's when many of these anointed ministries became Hollywood. It's showtime. The money came rolling in. The greater the money, the greater the show. And in order to keep the show going, lies, deceits, and cons started coming forth in a lot of these ministries, and it infiltrated the church. These ministries were rich and successful according to the world of business and fame. But many of these ministers had to maintain their ministries by lying to the people, deceiving the people. They've gotten too rich now. They can't let it go. They have to keep it going. So they have to lie and deceive the people keep promoting the sales of their products to the place that their ministries became a business. They begin to mix the word of God with other teachings and preaching the word with their own worldly mindset. And the Holy Spirit was pushed out, simply pushed out. Many ministers became bound to the fame and fortune of their ministries. They became bound to it. The fame and fortune of their ministry began to control them. The money became their God. The pure word of God began to be covered up with rituals, programs, politics, man-made honors and celebrations, and their messages were flawed. All of their messages were flawed. It was some truth, but it was a mixture of good and evil. It was some truth in there, but it was also evil because it was a mixture. Their messages were flawed. They were like a flawed pearl. The true word of God was covered with debris, like in Ray's vision. The name of Jesus was only used as a brand, a selling point, in order to receive more money and sell more products. But Jesus wants his true ministry in the earth right now, in this hour. He wants the world to see people moving in him under the power of the Holy Spirit. No more phonies, no more fakes, the real deal. The Lord showed us years ago ways to recognize his ministry when it comes. He showed us through scripture the many types and shadows of his ministry all throughout the Bible. He even used the children of Israel as an example. Did you know that the children of Israel were supposed to be the lights of the world? They were supposed to be the light of the world. Just as Christians today, we are supposed to be the light of the world. The children of Israel were supposed to be ministers, a kingdom of priests. Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." That's what the Lord told Moses to tell them. In the book of Numbers, you will see how the children of Israel walked in formation like an army while they were in the wilderness, holding their banners or flags, on each side of the tabernacle. They were holding it on each side of the tabernacle. They were holding their flags or their banners, and their flags or banners were symbols, you know, flags, banners, or a symbol. Like, for instance, one was a symbol of a man, and then the other was a flag of the lion, and then an ox, and then an eagle, as they walked in the formation, in their formation. They walked in the formation on each side. They formed a cross. While they were in the wilderness, they went forward like an army moving forward. This is how the true ministry of Jesus Christ is to look spiritually. When we are revealed, we are to be moving forward like an army with the sign of the cross, with the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these are the meanings, because there was a reason why the Lord had them to walk like this. You see, a lot of things that the Israelites did back in the Old Testament was a revelation of what's going on today or what is to happen today. These are the meanings of the flags and the tribes holding their flags or banners. Reuben's symbol was a man, because Reuben was the firstborn son of Jacob. And Reuben's name actually means, see, a son. Jesus Christ is the firstborn son of God, therefore the heir of God. And when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove. When that happened, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Father acknowledged Jesus as his Son. He was the only begotten, the firstborn. God was actually saying, "See a son," or "Behold my son." The next flag or banner was the lion, which represents kingship. It was carried by the tribe of Judah, because Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Kings, shall come from this line, the line of Judah. The next flag was an ox. You see, that flag, those flags represented something. The next flag, was an ox, which was carried by the tribe of Ephraim. The ox is the worker, the servant, and Jesus Christ was the greatest servant of all times. Therefore, he gave us an example as he worked. He gave us us an example of his true ministry. All we have to do is follow his example. The next flag was the eagle, which was carried by the tribe of Dan, because the eagle represents judgment. Jesus is our great judge. He will judge the world. These tribes carried their four banners that represented the four faces of Jesus Christ. But we will wear it. See, they carried their banners. They carried flags to represent the four faces of Jesus. But we will wear his four faces in this hour. And those that see us will see Jesus. Remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ will be in us. The four faces is the ministry of Jesus. It's the ministry of Jesus Christ. His different positions, offices, duties, and his authority. And we get to spiritually wear these faces as we step into his ministry. That's the problem that a lot of ministers have today. They always say, my ministry. Yes, this is my ministry, and this is my... No, it's the Lord's ministry. And once we humble ourselves to the Lord and understand that and begin to step into the place that he has provided for us to do his ministry, then we will start being successful. Ezekiel prophesied of the true ministry of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Let's just start reading and kind of break it down a little bit. Ezekiel chapter 1, 1 through 14. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud. Now I saw this whirlwind. It was a white tornado coming from out of the north in a dream that the Lord gave me about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago. It was a while back. There was a lot to that dream. We don't have time to go through that right now. But in Ezekiel's vision, God is coming from the north, which means he's coming as an enemy against his people. Many times the enemies of Israel would attack from the north. Now here we have God himself coming out of the north. Is he coming to bless or to punish? Well, it will be both. And a fire enfolding itself from this whirlwind, this cloud, a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, the color of amber. Out of the midst of the fire, also out of the midst thereof, came the likeness of four living creatures. These four living creatures, the Lord is showing the four faces of Jesus Christ. This whirlwind is moving. It is the moving of the sevenfold anointing, the Holy Spirit of God, and his Shekinah glory upon his people, his flames of fire. And this was their appearance. They have the likeness of a man. These four living creatures have the likeness of a man. The man is the glorified Jesus Christ. We will have his full likeness and image. And everyone had four faces, the four faces of Jesus Christ. You can identify the true ministry of Jesus Christ in this hour because they will have his four faces, which means they will be working in their office, in God's office, in Jesus' different offices. And he shall be clearly seen in us. And everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. They have cloven hooves, which means they can quickly move. They move quickly, and they are well balanced. That's why they have cloven hooves, because they are well balanced, which means that they have everything in common. It is a well-balanced ministry. The Lord's ministry is a well-balanced ministry because they walk evenly on their four sides. And as for the calf chews the cud. Now listen to this. Because when they eat, they swallow their food and then bring it back up again and chew on it, swallow it, and bring it back up again and chew. And they keep doing this until they have digested all of their food. Well, that's us. That's what we do with the Word of God. We eat the Word, keep it in our hearts and minds. Then we bring it back up to meditate on it, you know, to chew on it a little more. And we keep doing it until we have received the pure revelation of His Word in this hour. Till we have received the pure Word in us completely. We chew the cud, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. What does that mean? It means that we've gone through the fire, and now we sparkle. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. Our hands represents our actions, our service, our labor. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. You see, we are connected. This is God's true church I'm talking about. The true church, the true ministry of Jesus Christ. We are connected. We move together. We are in one accord with the moving of the Holy Spirit. We move forward and no one breaks their ranks. This ministry is in unity with the Holy Spirit and with each other. There's no division in this church. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, because we are mankind, the sons of God, in the likeness and image of the glorified man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the face of a lion on the right side. We carry this part of the face of Jesus because Jesus is king, and he has made us kings. It's the kingship, and we shall reign on the earth, which is why he is called King of Kings, because he is the king of the kings that he has established. The kings of the world is no comparison to our great God. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. The ox is the servant. We carry this face of Jesus because we are his servants, just as he served us and the Father. We are to serve him and the people. They four also had the face of an eagle. We carry this face of Jesus because he has made us judges in the land, judging righteously. We have sharp eyes for seeing in the spirit. You know, an eagle has sharp eyes. And we soar above all negativity, the negative things of this earth. We soar above it. And in the spiritual realm, we are able to go in the spiritual realm. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whither the Spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they went. These are the true sons of God, because they are fully led by the Spirit of God. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire. Well, what does that mean? The burning coals is the power of the holy people being scattered out into all the world. And like the appearance of lamps, Jesus has made us his lights in the firmament of heaven, which means in this atmosphere, in this dimension, in this realm, and even in the spiritual realm. He has made us the light of the world because we are reflecting the light of Jesus Christ. It went up and down among the living creatures. The light and the fire of God is in us because we are his lamps. We are the golden seven candlestick lampstand church with Jesus Christ being the light in us. He is the true light, the light of the world. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. This means it will be striking judgment. Either you are for the Lord or you are against him, and you shall be judged. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. We move quickly. We are transported from one place to the other supernaturally in order to do the Lord's will. This will be a quick work once it gets started. You see, Ezekiel actually saw everything that he described, but the revelation of what he saw was not given to him. What Ezekiel saw was the true ministry and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in and upon his people, his true church, and they shall be seen on the earth. He even heard the voice of the Lord God giving them orders. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. These people are moving forward, preaching the word of the living God. It was the voice of the Almighty God talking through them. When they stood, they let down their wings. Now keep in mind, I'm talking about the true ministry of Jesus Christ. You have never seen anything like this. This is coming to the church. Listen to me. When they stood, they let down their wings. Now this is Ezekiel telling what he saw. They let down their wings. What does that mean? Well, when Moses was told to make the Ark of the Covenant, he put the cherubim on the top. But their wings, he put the cherubim on the top, but their wings covered the mercy seat or the very throne of God. Because during the days of Moses, access to the throne room of God had not been made. But now Ezekiel sees us, God's cherubim on the earth. We are his cherubims or cherubim on the earth in this hour. Because we are the ones who will house the glory of God. Hallelujah. We are the ones who will house the glory of God. And then reveal his glory at the appointed time. We are his messengers for the world. And this time our wings are down exposing the mercy seat or the throne of the living God. Because now Jesus Christ has opened the door for us to go boldly to the very throne room of God. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over the heads, that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. You see, when we let down our wings in this hour, God is revealed. Ezekiel actually saw the Lord on his throne. Think about it. Verses 26 and 28, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. As a man above it, upon it. It was the glorified Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. It was God in the appearance of a glorified man. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, and from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bowl that is in the cloud in the day of rain. This bowl or rainbow was shown to Ezekiel to show that God will still have mercy on his people even in the future. He will not destroy all flesh as he promised. That promise he gave to Noah, that he will not destroy all flesh. And, you know, and it still holds true today. The Lord hasn't backed down from his promise. He's not going to destroy all flesh. He will have mercy, grace, and compassion for those who seek him and call on his holy name, but punishment to those who reject him. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness Ezekiel is describing it and telling you what he saw. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Ezekiel saw the Lord, and he heard his voice, and he saw the true ministry of Jesus Christ on earth and his glory. But he didn't receive the full revelation of what he saw. There was a revelation with all of that that he saw. He just heard, or he just shared what was shown to him from heaven. The four faces of Jesus are the faces that every person in the true ministry of Jesus Christ will wear. We will carry his four faces, and we will operate from there. His four faces represents his offices, his position, his title, and his authority, and his power. The true ministry of Jesus Christ is a very high priesthood, a priesthood where you are to become kings and priests. It is the Melchizedek priesthood. The Melchizedek priesthood is a priesthood that has no beginning and no end. Once we enter and operate in this priesthood, we have entered into eternity. We will never be the same. Highly anointed. The world has not seen the pure, true, powerful, holy, and mighty ministry of Jesus Christ. Not yet. It has not fully been on this earth since Jesus Christ himself. And even Jesus said that the works he do, even greater works shall we do, because he go to the Father. So we are going to be his greater works people. But God is bringing all of this back. The world has never seen it. They've covered the word of God up. They've covered up his true ministry, but God is bringing it forth. You have never seen anything like this ministry once it comes upon this earth. Christians, get ready for this. Get ready for God to use you in a mighty way. Something that has never been done is what's coming to this earth, because we are moving closer to the entering in to God's kingdom completely and fully and totally, heaven and earth to become one. So there has to be a change in us and a change in the world. So get ready for it. It is a ministry that will change the world. This ministry will go after the enemies of God and tear down their strongholds over the people. These holy people will be the restorers. They will restore the earth. They will destroy the works of the devil and free the people by the power of Jesus Christ being fully formed in them. God's last day church in this hour is God's people wearing the four faces of Jesus, which is the true ministry of Jesus Christ, a ministry of powerful signs and wonders, a ministry of miracles and mighty works, a ministry that does the impossible, a ministry that will do things that your eyes have never seen, breathtaking things. It is a never failing ministry. This ministry never fails. A ministry of pure love, God's love. We will go into heaven. I'm talking about these ministers, these true anointed ministers, the true ministry of Jesus. We will be able to go into heaven all the way to the very throne room of God and then come back to this earthly realm and minister to the people. We will be clean, pure, and beautiful with the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ and operating by the authority that he gives us in order for us to fully do the Father's will. God will give to the world the full expression of his love, and he will judge the wicked and the God haters, the Jesus haters, the Christian haters in this world. He will judge the selfish, the self-willed people, the proud, the greedy, the unbelievers. He will judge idolaters, liars, murderers, the perverted and violent people. He will judge all ungodliness directly from his throne and through us. God will usher in the fullness of his kingdom in this hour, and then we will see for the first time what true government is. We will know what it means to be ruled in righteousness. we will finally see a world of love, peace, and joy, a world without fear, without tears, with no sorrows, no anxieties, no worries, just light, beauty, life, love, peace, joy, and happiness. That will be the result of the true ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth through his people. Get ready for it, people. Get ready for it. This is what we want. We want the Lord to show himself strong through us and directly. So get in your place. If you're the bride, make yourself ready. Get in your place. Because once we get finished, the world will believe. The world will truly believe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
Searching high and low for peace, but there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you, it's the world within, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with breath and breath.
We're gonna sing.
The world is going to believe because the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And in another place, the Lord said, the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Yeah, the world is going to know. And we just pray that the world, the entire world, believe in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Thank you for joining me for this hour. I appreciate it more than you will ever know. And God bless you, those of you who just hung in there and just kept your computer on and stayed on the phone to listen to the full show. And keep in mind that you can also listen to the show again if you see it posted on Facebook or on Twitter or on Tumblr and even on LinkedIn. If you're on LinkedIn, you'll be able to just click on the picture and it'll play the entire program again any day and any time. At this point, you can click on it and the whole program will show, okay? And in Instagram, if you happen to see the post, just dial the number. And you know the number, 646-668-8537. Join me every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern. Check your time zone and dial in or listen to us from your computer to UCA Radio, hosted by Pastor T. Mar McCain. UCA Radio. So join us next week. Don't forget, on Wednesday, we have Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tosila and our special guests. And you're going to like our special guest this Wednesday. So tune in at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern. So check your time zone on that, okay? And we will see you then. So until that time, and until Wednesday, and until next Monday, this is Pastor T. Meyer McCain saying goodbye and God bless you all. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.